Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. So here we are in Acts chapter 8. Philip was called out of revival in Samaria so that he could encounter one man on his way to Gaza. This man, a court official to the queen of the Ethiopians, was sitting in his chariot reading over the scroll of Isaiah. The Holy Spirit tells Philip to go join the man. Philip asked the Ethiopian if he could understand what he was reading, and he said, "No way, I need some help. Could you help me?" So let's pick up the scripture right there. Acts chapter 8, verses 32 through 35. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does this prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" And then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. The Bible consists of 66 books written by 40 or more authors from a diversity of backgrounds: rabbis, warriors, shepherds, kings, historians, fishermen. From a diversity of conditions, some of them were in dungeons or deserts, battlefields, palaces, pastures. On a diversity of controversial subjects over a 1500 period of time. But the Bible doesn't read like 66 different stories, does it? Instead, a profound harmony of perspective is woven through the entire account from Genesis to Revelation as God progressively unveils his rescue plan for fallen creation. I'm not sure each individual writer understood the full scope of the plan, but each writer in his time, as if guided by an unseen hand, added his piece to the story. And then later, at the advent of Christ, all the pieces come into focus, revealing the full picture of God's strategy for salvation that had been unfolding for ages. And it's in stories like the one before us in Acts that we see this to be true. The Ethiopian is reading from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, yet Philip shows how that passage pointed to the reality of Jesus. And then, after explaining how Jesus was the purpose of that passage in Isaiah, he told him other Old Testament stories and scriptures that pointed and promised to the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Philip is not the only one who did this. Jesus did this as well with the disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke chapter 24, when he began with Moses and all the prophets and the Psalms, interpreting in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So let this be a lesson to us. The Bible is about one great hero, Jesus Christ. God has given us his word to reveal himself to us, and the fullest expression he has given us is Jesus. In fact, Jesus is the exact representation of God. So let me encourage you, if you are a Sunday school teacher, a small group leader, a pastor, an evangelist, or simply reading the Bible, don't miss the hero. It is always the gospel that's provided for us in Jesus Christ. When you pray today, pray for Charles Costa and his wife Mona as they continue in Christ-centered ministry in Lebanon. Also pray for the Kannada broadcast in the target area of India.